You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to the Irish Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the Ballinrobe card this evening on Tuesday, May the 2nd. Of course, it's Ballinrobe's first of their summer programme, in which, of course, they race over the jumps today, but they also race in the flat as well, so plenty of good mixed action throughout the summer period. Eight races for us to get our teeth stuck into tonight. Plenty of good handicaps, maidens alike, lots of big fields and plenty of decent betting opportunities abound here at this venue this evening. We begin with a two-mile maiden hurdle. And the one to concentrate on here is obviously Timmy Rolley from the William Mullins Stud. Not a particularly good race this, and to all intents and purposes, he did look a good thing in this because there doesn't appear to be too much strength in depth. I think the reason this horse has got beaten on his first two starts so far to date is because he hasn't handled this very soft winter ground, and I think it's a wise move by Willie to give him a little bit of time off since we saw him last in January to bring him back fresh for perhaps a nice spring summer campaign. He's not overly big either, so that's probably again another indication of why the ground has been against him. However, they run behind Peace News, and a Surf Instructor certainly reads well enough on paper to suggest he's going to be very difficult to beat here. Colmeen Hill, I saw him run the other day down in Ferry House. He showed a bit of promise, but not probably one of Anne-Marie Holden's superstars. Harden, he looks a really very slow individual, and I don't think we're going to be seeing the best of him until we see 3 miles and fences, because he looks very, very one-pay. So in a pretty moderate-looking contest, Timmy Rolley should get favourite backers off to a flyer in the first.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which is the 5:20, again another 2 mile maiden hurdle, and quite a few of these have been waiting for spring stroke summer ground. They've been banging their head against the wall on winter ground in the last few months, and quite a few of them come here nice and fresh after a little bit of a break, including Landsman and Sword Fighter, and those two with third and fifth respectively behind Mary Davey the last time we saw them at Leopardstown. I think that could be the key form line to this particular contest. Landsman went through that race like a really good horse. He just didn't quite get home in the soft ground that day, having looked as though he was going to win going down to last and cause a bit of a surprise. Of course, this horse had plenty of good form on the flat when he used to be trained by Johnny Murta. Again, all on a sound surface, particularly when he finished placed at the Curra in a very competitive handicap the one day. At Sword Fighter, I think, well, he'll improve as well for the better ground, being a by son of Galileo. And he didn't run too badly last time we saw him behind Expatriot, who, of course, finished fourth in the Triumph Hurdle. So those are the two to concentrate on there, Landsman and Sword Fighter, with Landsman getting the vote.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which again is a competitive looking handicap at 5:50, 2 mile 1 distance, and Andrax is the one I'd be really keen on here. I was really impressed with the way this horse improved for the first time tongue tie, and the way he was ridden last time at Downpatrick, making all the running in the hands of Andrew Ringy. Never looked like relinquishing his advantage, travelling along, bouncing off the fast ground, loving the brush hurdles. And he set the field of Mary Dance, and he started him very strongly up the hill. I think this track is tailor-made for his run style, i.e. a front runner. And if he gets into a good rhythm like he did the other day, he's going to be very difficult to pass. A couple of other horses just to mention at prices, because they both run this track particularly well, Bashful Beauty and Black Label. Bashful Beauty comes here off the back of a decent effort the other day down in Kilbeggan behind Friday Night Lights. After travelling well for quite a while, she just couldn't quite go with the first two or three in the latter stages. But Friday Night Lights ran really well at Punchestown. Newsworthy ran really well at Down Royal over fences yesterday, so that form is pretty solid. Black Labour, well, he's been plying his trade on the flat of late. He was a winner at Dundalk throughout the winter, and he was fourth the other day behind Pirolo at Navan. He also has won well at this track, so a sharp right-handed course on good ground definitely suits him. So do keep an eye on Black Label and Bashful Beauty, but I do think Andrax will take all the beating from the front.
Race 4.
On to the 6:20 then, which is a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle. And the one I like here is Political Theatre from the Arthur Moore Stable. He's been running quite well throughout the winter without getting his head in front. Indeed, his last run last time out behind Miss Eyecatcher was a very commendable effort on the figures. the winner had got some good form going into that contest, and she wasn't winning out of turn. And Getaway Kid also had shown a good aptitude for hurdling prior to that, and subsequently, of course, he finished second last week down in Tipperary. I do like the way Political Theatre went through that race. He just didn't quite get home in the latter stages on that very soft testing ground that we saw that day. But being it by Sunner Presenting, you'd imagine that he'd improve for this better ground here this evening in what looks a pretty modest race. I'd expect Political Theatre, hopefully, to get his head in front for the first time of asking at the fifth time.
Race 5.
On to the 6.50 then, and this looks probably the most difficult race to decipher of the whole card, this 2.5 mile handicap. Ran about 5.6 to 1 the field at time of recording. I'm going to take a little bit of a chance at the blinkers, work the Oracle with Manu Aki for the first time of asking, because I do believe this horse has got a little bit of ability, or enough ability, to go well in a race of this nature. That fourth behind Chambord Delice back in Clonmel on the 16th of February certainly reads well on paper. And albeit he hasn't cut much ice in his last two runs, he hasn't run probably as badly as the form figures suggest. Headgear, like I say, goes on for the first time, and indeed it's the first time that he's going to be allowed to race on decent ground, which I also think he's been requiring. So he is a little bit of a shot in the dark, but in a race where I haven't got a particularly strong view, he's probably worth a very small each way bet just to see how he goes. So Manu Aki, the choice in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 7.20 then, which is the first of the chase events here this evening at Ballinrobe. And I do like a couple against the field here in the shape of Definite Earl and 8 Till Late. Definite Earl, well, he absolutely adores Ballinrobe. He's run here 4 times, winner of 1 and placed on 2 other of the 4 occasions. And I thought he ran really well the other day behind a nice horse of Gordon Elliott's called Potter's Point down in Fairy House at their 2-day Easter Festival, having gone well for the majority of that race. He just couldn't quite cope with the front two as they quickened away from him after the second last, but it was still a decent effort. He was also fourth behind Woodland Opera the time before at Fairy House, and we know what Jessica Harrington's charge did to a good competitive field at Punchestown last week. On better ground, back to his beloved Ballinrobe, Definite Earl is very much one to consider in race number 6, along with 8 Till Late, who hasn't been handling the soft or heavy winter ground as well as one might have expected. However, he has travelled conspicuously well on numerous occasions, as he often does. But back on better summer jumping ground, I do think Peter Casey's charge will go much better than his odds imply. He'll definitely travel like the best horse in the race for a large majority of the journey. It's just whether he has the inclination to go by in the latter stages. But either way, I do think he'll run well along with Definite Earl.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a beginner's chase, and what I really like here is Fedar Player. We haven't seen this horse run since he was a very competitive and respectable fourth behind Vroom Vroom Mag in a Grade 1 at Punchestown back last year. But he was also second, and an eye-catching second, in the County Hurdle a couple of years ago behind Superb Story. He travelled like the wrath of God in that race, but he just couldn't quite go with Dan Skelton's charge up the hill. But that's the kind of class that this horse brings to the party here. It's a bit late in the day for him to be going over fences, but he's always looked the type to do really well over the larger obstacles. He travels really smoothly, he looks good ground, and providing he's fit enough to do himself justice, I'd expect Fedar Player to make a winning debut of over fences in the penultimate race.
Final race.
On to the final race then, which is a bumper coming up at 8.20. And I'm quite keen here on Change Your Story from the Robert Tyner stable. Of course, Robert, fresh from success last week at the Punchestown Festival when his horse Vision de Flow won the Goffs final at a big price. So obviously his horse is in good nick. This horse ran really well last time down in Cork when he was third behind Willie Mullins' Manila Bow, travelling really strongly into the race. He just couldn't quite cope with the front two as they went away from him in the latter stages. But it was certainly a decent effort by this son of Dubai destination. And on decent ground, as I said, with the yard in good form and a good amateur pilot on board, I expect Change Your Story to go very well in the concluding contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, signing off until we take a look at tomorrow's action on May the 3rd, so please do tune in then. Till then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.